Kim, thanks for joining us today. So there was another fire at the Gastineau Apartments on Saturday. Do you think this latest incident will mean greater sense of urgency as the city kind of explores what kind of options it has for cleaning up that eyesore?
You know, the assembly talked about it at great lengths at the last assembly meeting and directed the city attorney to come back with the options and putting them in writing so the assembly had a clear understanding of what the three options could do and what the time frame would be on those. And so I do. I think that given that people are getting into the structure that's supposed to be secure and obviously isn't, that the assembly wants to try and move. We keep hearing the same stories that everybody else does, that there's a buyer out there that wants to buy it, but that hasn't panned out, so we need to step in and do something.
Budget question. Last week, the assembly heard from the finance director on the coming fiscal year budget. You'll submit a spending plan to the assembly April 1st.
Mm-hmm. Great day, huh?
Yeah. April Fools.
Yep.
So are you, a year ago, the projected deficit for this coming year was somewhere in the neighborhood of $9 million.
Correct.
Where do we stand now?
We have made up a lot of that, and people don't understand, some people don't understand why we could have a $9 million deficit a year ago when we aren't there now. And the two big reasons for that are, one, we've done reductions in the actual operating budget, and we've also looked at the other side of the ledger, which is bring in additional revenues. So the assembly went forward and looked at tax exemptions and determined that there would be some tax exemptions they would move forward with, and they also looked at tobacco tax. And so the combination of those two alone are almost $3 million. When we look at the reductions that we have made from last year and additional reductions we made this year, well, that's also close to $3 million. So that takes a bite pretty, it's two-thirds of what we were looking at last year. And so it's important for people to realize that the budget is not, it's always changing, and we're not putting in revenues that we don't know we have into the equation. It's much easier to add money than it is to try and take it out and count on it. And so that was another $1.8 million was the payment in lieu of taxes, and that helped us out. So I think we're doing really well. I think that we will be anywhere between $2 and $3 million that we'll probably take out of fund balance. Our preference is to have that more in the $2 million range. That's more sustainable.
All right. And we hear that term fund balance a lot. Can you explain for our listeners what that means?
Yes, thank you. There's actually two pots of money that we have. There's what people used to call the rainy day fund, and that's a budget reserve, and that's a specified pot of money that we can't do anything with unless we go to the assembly and say, here's what we need to spend out of it, and here's how we're going to pay it back. And so the assembly was really clear for that pot of money. We need to have it sit there. It should be a percentage of our revenues that come in, and it's for emergencies only. But if it gets used because we've lost revenues, we have to have a plan on paying it back. So that's the budget reserve. The fund balance is we put all of our sales tax, property tax, all the revenues we get into a pot, and then we spend it based on what the assembly has appropriated. What's left there is the fund balance. So if we bring in more revenue than we thought, it will go into fund balance. If we have to come back to the assembly in April and say we had a really snowy year and we have to appropriate more funds for streets because they exceeded what their budget was, it would come out of that fund balance because we'd had extra funds that went into that. So what we'd like to keep is about $5 million or so in that so that we can adjust as things go forward. The other critical piece that goes into that is we approve a budget every year, but we don't spend every penny of that. And so anything that's not spent goes back into that fund balance that can help us then fund future years' budgets. So I guess you could look at it as like your savings account. Everything goes into that. We pay out all of our bills, do everything. We want to keep about $5 million in it. If we have extra that comes in, it goes into that as well.
Will there be layoffs this year, or do you think you'll be able to address the deficit through other spending cuts and new revenues, like you said?
Well, part of what I did in December actually did impact employees.
That was the reorganization.
That was the reorganization of engineering and public works and some changes in parks and recreation. And so there was a loss of a position in that reorganization when we combined the building maintenance and facility and landscape and parks together. And so I don't at this point see that there'll be any addition to that, but that will be rolled into the 16 budget. That said, we still don't know what our state budget will be. You know, we get approximately $2 million from the state for revenue sharing. And so until that budget's finalized, I won't know for sure, but it doesn't look like it at this point.
The Juneau School District will request that the city fund to the cap for the coming school year. That's about $25 million in that neighborhood. And then another $700,000 outside of the cap for activities. Mm-hmm. Does the city have the means to do that this year?
It depends on how you look at it. We will put that their request forward as we do every year. The assembly will look at all the requests as they look at the 16 budget to determine where the funding will go. As I said earlier, we brought in some new revenues, and some of those new revenues may be able to be redirected to the school district. But we don't know, and we also don't know at this point what the dollar amount is for the cap yet until the state passes the budget. And so we'll have to look at that. I know there's been a number of assembly members that have voiced concern about trying to find some additional revenue to provide that for the school district. The piece that the assembly did not look at this year and we're not proposing for the 16 budget, the upcoming budget, is an increase in the mill rate, but that is a place that they could go if they wanted to create some additional revenue.
Finally, a couple of big city projects are nearing some sort of developmental milestones. You've got the whale sculpture for the downtown waterfront and the West Douglas Road. Can you talk about where both of those projects stand?
Sure. I'll talk about the West Douglas Road first. It has been on our radar for a number of years, and we're now in the process of working on getting the permits for it. And we've talked about a number of different routes, and so basically it takes from the end of North Douglas and continues around the west side of Douglas. The route we are looking at and moving forward with is all on city property at this point. At one point, there was some discussion of doing it with Gold Belt, but the avenue we're going right now is just to put a pioneer road in, which will get us a little more than 2 miles probably. And then we also are signing the agreement again with Gold Belt that talks about partnerships on how we develop the backside of Douglas, because they own a big piece of that, as do we. And so how can we do it together? So that's moving forward, and depending upon how long the permitting takes, we may have something. My hope is we'd be doing the construction this year, but I don't think we're going to be there. We still have to figure out the permit pieces. The whale actually are sort of two pieces. As your listeners know, there was a big push for a number of years by former Mayor Bill Overstreet to create a whale for Alaska's 50th. And lots of people donated to that, lots of organizations donated to that, and the whale is being built as we speak and is due to be delivered to Juneau later this year. And the city agreed to, if once the whale got here, we would create the base for the whale to be. And we looked, actually, when Bill was still alive, looked at the waterfront to try and figure out the best location. The location that was agreed upon was where the old public works shop was by the bridge. And so we have gone forward to work with the permitting agencies to actually put additional fill there, to build it out a little bit farther, to put the whale there. And then what we want to do is create the seawalk on that end. We've been focusing on the seawalk pretty much on the south end, from Marine Park down. And when the waterfront plan was adopted, it went from the bridge to the rock dump. And so now we're going to focus on the bridge end of it, the north end of the Seawalk. So we'll get the whale in there and then put the Seawalk that will go from the whale along that sand spit and then cross over close to Gold Creek. So we'll actually go out over the water, which will be really nice view for people to be able to see down into the water, which you can't see right now from where the sea, well, you can, but you're not seeing too much down to the very bottom. So it's a project that's been, the Seawalk's been looked at for a long time. The whale was a new addition to the waterfront, but it definitely will be what everybody calls the anchor of the end of the Seawalk.
And the idea is that that area under the bridge there will become kind of a park?
Eventually, yes, it will get developed into a park. There's talks about restrooms, talking about having parking there so that tour buses can come in and unload. There's also been discussions from the people that did the fundraising for the whale to make mini whales and sell those to help maintain the whale and the whale structure, because it will need some maintenance over time. Just like the bear up on Main Street, you need to take care of it to make sure it lasts for future generations.
And then real quick on the West Douglas Road, the permits you're talking about are Army Corps permits, and
correct,
those are you're looking at filling some, you can't do this project without filling some waterways, right?
Correct, some wetlands. And so we need to, because we're going to be impacting some wetlands, they want us to set aside about 4.5 acres of wetlands that won't be disturbed in the future. And we've got some locations that we could easily do that we wouldn't want to disturb.
And are those in the same area on
they
Douglas?
They are. Yep.
All right. Well, Kim, thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you.